Within the next couple of weeks, an unusual-looking plane is going to land at Lambert International Airport here in St. Louis. It is a plane called Solar Impulse, and it is a completely solar-driven plane. There is not an ounce of fuel on board the plane. It is making its way across the United States in several legs, the first of which was from San Francisco to Phoenix. The second one was last week from Phoenix to Dallas. And within the next couple of weeks, it will head north from Dallas to here in St. Louis before eventually landing in the Washington, D.C. area. The man who flew the plane from Phoenix to Dallas is Andre Borschberg, who is the co-founder and CEO of Solar Impulse and one of the two pilots moving in across the country, who joins me now from Dallas. Hi, Andre. How are you?
Yes, hi. Very fine. Thank you.
Congratulations. You and the rest of your Swiss team have pulled something off here pretty amazing. I know that the flight from Phoenix to Dallas holds the record now for the longest flight ever by a solar plane. Explain to my audience how you're able to continue flying through the night with this amazing battery storage system that you have.
Well, that was the big challenge. You know, our final goal is to fly around the world, and this will it should happen, we hope, in 2015. And to be able to do that, we needed an airplane capable of flying day and night. And to be able to do this, of course, we need to collect enough energy during the day. We need to be able to store it, and we need to have enough energy to be able to fly through the night. And that's what we did in Switzerland 2 years ago, demonstrating that this plane can fly many days, many nights in a row. So you could say, I mean, that this airplane now is fully sustainable. The main question is to make the pilot sustainable as well, and that is the next challenge.
Yeah, when you're in there, you're by yourself. It's a one-man operation, and there's no autopilot, is there?
Not yet, no. This airplane is the first we build. It's a prototype. It's a test bench. So we really have been exploring, and that's true. It has no autopilot, so it has been flown manually. That's the reason also why we have limited our flights to up to 24 hours. The airplane could fly nonstop from San Francisco to New York, but the pilot cannot, at least in 2 days' configuration. But it gives us the chance to stop in different places, like we are now currently in Dallas, and we're of course looking forward to be able to come to St. Louis, the city of Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, and there's a connection there in that, you know, I had somebody call us earlier today and say, you know, what's the big deal about this? It's not like this is technology that everybody's going to be able to use soon. But then again, in the days of Charles Lindbergh and the Spirit of St. Louis, that was one man in a plane, and eventually that led to transatlantic flights by a lot of people.
That's absolutely correct. I think we are really in the early days of renewable energy aviation. You could say that we are, you know, around 1915, where people were trying to cross the country, not able to cross the ocean yet, something that Charles Lindbergh could do in 1927. So we hope to be in 1927, in 2 years, when we fly around the world and across the ocean. But interestingly, you know, the technologies we have on this airplane can be used on the ground. I mean, the solar cells we have can be integrated in new homes, the batteries in new cars, the insulation material is in your refrigerators, and with all these technologies, you can do what you do today, but using much less energy than we are currently doing, which is certainly a big issue in the current times.
Absolutely. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS, talking with Andre Borschberg, one of the co-founders and CEOs and pilots of the Solar Impulse plane that is working its way across the United States. Let me ask you about some specifics of what it's like to be at the controls of this plane. Are you wearing an oxygen mask, or is the cabin pressurized?
No, the cabin is not pressurized. We are wearing oxygen masks. We have to keep it extremely light. You have to realize that's an airplane of the size of a 747, so one of the biggest wingspan ever built, but with a weight, a total weight, not exceeding the weight of a small to mid-size car. So everything had to be done, everything had to be designed, everything had to be developed and built to make it extremely, extremely light. But there's something which is absolutely fantastic when you fly this airplane, is that you can fly during the day. you can climb to 30,000 feet, which is the altitude of the airliners, and at the same time, you can fill up your batteries. So more you fly, more energy you get in this airplane, and I tell you, this is an incredible feeling.
So I'm curious about how you start, because I know when you took off from Phoenix, you started before 5 a.m. The sun was not up yet, and the plane had been on the ground for a while. After sitting on the ground for a few days, how long do you have to fly in the sun to charge the batteries, and how did you charge them before takeoff? Do you just plug them in?
No, absolutely not. No, we have solar cells on the airplane, and when I landed in Dallas, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, so also late at night, the batteries were almost still full. And they were full because with these batteries, I could have flown up to 8 o'clock in the morning, so through the night.
Wow.
So normally we have batteries full when we land, almost full at midnight. If it's not the case, we just get the airplane out for 2 hours out of the hangar at the sun, and after 2 hours, it's full again. And that's what we use for very early takeoff at 4 or 5 o'clock.
And do you have to take off and land at times when the airports aren't busy because you're going so much slower than everybody else?
Yeah, that's true. And, it's an experimental airplane. We need the people on the runway. And, of course, if you have people on the runway, you have to close the runway for the traffic. So it takes time. So that's true that we tend to leave very early before traffic starts and land late when the traffic ends, so we don't disturb any of the flights which are scheduled. So Dallas is the fourth largest airport in the United States, and there has been no delay, nothing, no consequences from our arrival there. So we have found a way, but we have found a way because we have had wonderful people dealing with the questions, you know, from the FAA, from the ATC, from the airport authorities. They have been so great to make this feasible. I really have to say that.
So they all know that you're coming and where you are as you're flying along. Do they have to give you lots of extra information? Because I would assume that weather has much more of an effect on you. I mean, it affects every pilot, but it must have much more of an effect on you when you're flying Solar Impulse.
That's very true. So we are careful with the weather at departure, at landings, and over also between, between Dallas and St. Louis. That's what we are currently working on. We hope we have a window very early next week. It's a little bit too early to say, but we are working on that. But, you know, when I landed in Dallas, we had a calm wind on the ground. At a few hundred feet above the airport, there was a strong wind. The wind was so strong that the wind speed was equal to the maximum speed of the airplane. So when I arrived, I had just to put, in fact, the airplane towards the wind, and I did, by translation, I positioned myself in front of the runway, and then by going down, I could slowly get close to the runway and that. So that was also a very, very special experience.
But it sounds like you really had to fight the wind.
Fight at least, not being too much against it, because the wind, of course, it's easily stronger than what we are. So no, it's more using the nature, working with the nature, and really using and acting with these elements that allow us to get to the destination. Then
is there
use the sun to get the energy, and also we have to be careful with the wind and the turbulences.
I know you have propellers, which is what the engines are driving, and the engines are driven by the electrical energy created by the sun and your solar panels. But is there any time in your flight when you're just gliding on the wind?
Not exactly gliding, but as we are very, very high at late afternoon, I was at 27,000 feet, so almost the altitude of the airliners. Of course, when I start to come down, I use the motors and the propellers for turning at a very, very low RPM. So it's not exactly gliding, but it's really using this energy we have stored in altitude to descend as slowly as possible. And the descent can last 4 hours, so that's an incredible source of energy also for us.
Wow. Andre, how long do you think it will be before this technology, yours or similar technologies or even more advanced technologies, are available for large passenger planes?
It will take time. As you said, it took 25 years for Charles Lindbergh since the flight of the Wright brothers to be able to cross the Atlantic. Then another 25 years, we have 100 to 200 people being able to fly nonstop over the ocean. So I think we'll be in a similar situation. But as I said, these technologies can and work really well on the ground. I think the challenge to fly without any food in an airplane is immense. I'm sure it will be solved at a certain stage. I think this is a first step. But if we don't start today, we'll never be ready tomorrow neither.
I'm also curious about when you, I guess it's actually going to be Bertrand Piccard, your business partner who made the first leg from San Francisco to Phoenix. Will he be doing the Dallas to St. Louis leg?
Possibly, yes. I think we discuss it all the time, but I think that's what is planned currently.
You're not flipping a coin at every stop, are you, Andre?
Excuse me?
You don't flip a coin heads or tails at every stop to decide who goes, do you?
No, but we discuss, and everyone has maybe some preferences, and there are the different situations which makes it one pilot or the other one who flies. But it's nice to be in both positions because we have so many wonderful encounters when we arrive, when we leave. It's a lot about human relationship as well in this project, and we have made fantastic friends in California, in Phoenix, here in Dallas. We're looking forward to being in St. Louis. You know, that will be a great moment to come to the city of Charles Lindbergh. So I think flying or not flying both positions are really very special.
When you get to St. Louis, will I and my listeners be able to come out to Lambert Airport and see the Solar Impulse plane up close?
Well, that's the goal. Now we have public days here, and we had it all over the place. So I hope we'll be able to do the same. I think that's the goal also of the city of St. Louis. So certainly we'll have the media at the landing, and as soon as possible, opening up to people. I mean, for the people who are interested to see these technologies, and especially also the young kids, the children. So they will be more than welcome. What we also do is that for the people who are interested to follow what we are doing and believe that the development of these clean technologies is important, people can sign up on our website. They will fly with us as virtual passengers. We have many or tens of thousands of people who already did it. So for, if people in St. Louis want to join the project, they can just sign up free on the website and they will be our virtual passengers from the flight to Dallas, from Dallas to St. Louis.
That website is solarimpulse.com. It's fascinating. I agree with you 100% about the desperate need for clean and renewable technologies. And certainly if the sun is still there, we are still here, and that gives us a chance to use this technology going forward. I think you're breaking some important ground here, Andre, and I wish you the best of luck with the rest of your voyages and the rest of your entrepreneurship. And I thank you for your time here today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and looking forward really to meet you in St. Louis.
I'm looking forward to it also. Andre Borschberg, who is the co-founder and CEO and one of the two pilots flying Solar Impulse, a completely solar-powered plane across the USA. When I hear about what that date will be, I'll put it on my website, and I'm sure KTRS will be covering it and putting the information on KTRS.com as well. In the meantime, you can always go to that website I mentioned, solarimpulse.com. I'm Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.